Hello, Radio Days listeners. I hope you enjoy these next episodes of the Chasin Sanborn Hour with Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Edgar being a very talented ventriloquist, and Charlie being a wooden dummy with a very smart mouth, which brought howls of laughter from studio guests and radio audiences for 20 years. Bergen used some different dummies at times, but Charlie was the best remembered for his top hat, cane, and monocle. Bergen's guests were the top performers of the day, and the quips never stopped. I hope you enjoy these hand-picked episodes, and if you do, send us reviews. Thanks.
The makers of Chasin Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Jack Mather, Verna Felton, and our guest for this Sunday, W.C. Fields. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Charlie, why are you wearing those dark glasses? And what's the idea of that silly mustache?
You're mistaking me for someone else, sir.
Yes.
I am Maximilian J. Hecklefeather.
Well, just what's the idea of this get-up, Charlie?
And stop calling me Charlie,
Bergen.
I mean stranger.
I think this has gone far enough, Charlie. Why don't you take off that phony disguise and explain yourself?
Well, I'll tell you, the cops are after me.
The cops?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I tell you, there's a ceiling piece on my head.
Oh, yeah? How do you know that they're after you?
Well, you see, I was at the corner drugstore in the payphone section.
Yes.
Looking for neglected nickels.
Oh, yeah. Is that why they're after you?
No. There was a policeman in the next booth, see?
Yes.
And I overheard him say, Charlie McCarthy is the one we're after.
Oh-ho.
Yeah.
That sounds bad.
Yes, I wouldn't be surprised if the cops are outside right now.
Well, if you haven't done anything wrong, why don't you go out and meet them like a man?
No. I'd rather stay here and play hard to get.
Yeah. Well, my advice to you, Charlie, is...
Shh, listen. Did you hear anything?
No.
No?
No.
It's funny, I heard it too.
What was that, Charlie?
Sort of a snapping noise.
Snapping?
Yeah, like handcuffs.
Oh, now, Charlie. Why don't you calm down?
I tell you, if they lock me up, Bergen.
Yes.
Promise me you'll bring me hot soup.
Yeah.
And a cold chisel.
Yeah. I wouldn't joke if I were you.
No, I guess you're right, no. Who knows, I may get 99 years. Or even worse, life.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, maybe even the fireless cooker, huh?
Yes.
Oh, no.
All right. Charlie. Now, take it easy. I will help you.
Good.
If you're not guilty.
Oy. I guess I better skip to South America.
Yeah. No, Charlie. Remember, no matter where you go, your conscience will be right there beside you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then he'll have to pay his own way.
Now, the first thing to find out is what they want you for.
Yes.
Have you done anything wrong lately?
Me?
Yes.
Naive, isn't he? I have been leading a normal life.
Normal?
Yeah. So I must have done something wrong.
Yeah. Well, if I'm going to help you, Charlie, you'll have to tell me everything you've done.
Yes, sir.
So out with it.
Well, sir. For one thing, there was a picture of a wanted bank robber in the post office.
Yes.
And,
what about it?
Well, I... I pasted a photograph of the chief of police over it.
That's not funny.
No, sir.
Is there anything else?
Yes. I was the one who put the skunk in the school ventilator.
Oh.
Causing vacation to set in.
Yes, sir. I see.
Yeah.
Are you sure there isn't anything else?
Well, last week I thought maybe the truant officer's car might run better if I let all that stale old air out of his tires. Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's it. There must be something more.
Well, let me think. Oh, yeah. Stand back for this one, Bergen.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, I surrender. I surrender. Oh, it's you, Ken.
Yes.
Oh, you scared me.
Oh, sorry. Edgar, there's an important phone call for you. You can take it right here.
Oh, thank you, Ken. Yes. Hello? Yes? The police?
No,
you say you want Charlie.
Oh, the noose is tightening.
Yes, Charlie's right here.
No, that does it. When does the next bus leave for China?
You're coming over. That's fine. He'll be here. Goodbye.
So, you turned me in, did you? Why, you dirty stool, pigeon-toed double-crosser, you...
Now, Charlie, wait a minute. The police want you to appear.
In the lineup, huh?
No. It's at the policeman's ball.
Yeah, a show?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, I got a reprieve, huh? Yeah. The cops are my pals, yeah. You told them I'd be there, didn't you?
Yes, of course. I told them that earlier today when they phoned.
Yeah. You mean you knew it all the time?
Yes, I did.
And you let me confess all that stuff?
Yeah.
Why, you... Don't you ever speak to me again, you stranger.
Charlie, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Let go, you double-cross...
Charlie...
Don't talk to me, you...
Charlie, I could tell the police all those things you confessed.
Let's talk it over, pal, huh?
Ray Noble and his orchestra with a new arrangement of that old favorite, You've Got Me Crying Again. Grown flavor in your coffee means more coffee pleasure for you. Get Chase and Sanborn coffee for shade-grown flavor. The extra goodness that America loves in Chase and Sanborn is shade-grown flavor. More delicious, fuller, richer, completely satisfying. Shade-grown flavor accounts for the fame of this superb blend. The flavor choice of millions for 82 years, in the past year, more people than ever before have been choosing Chase and Sanborn coffee for its shade-grown flavor. Those two words explain where the flavor comes from. Shade-grown means just that. These finer coffee beans are protected from the fierce tropical sun all the time they're growing. An awning of taller trees arches over the growing coffee, breaking the direct rays of the sun so the rich tropical soil can work its flavor magic slowly and completely. By the time these finer coffee beans have matured, they are filled with shade-grown flavor. Make the most of this grand opportunity every time you buy coffee. Ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
Hello, Mr. Bergen.
Well, Mortimer.
Well, that's right.
You don't look like yourself today. I say you don't look like yourself today.
Well, that's good, ain't it?
Yeah, that's good. Your face is all covered with bumps. What on earth happened?
Well, I wanted to see what you had inside of them, white boxes down at the end of your yard.
Oh, the white boxes?
Yeah.
You mean my beehives?
Yeah. Fine. I shouldn't have done it. No.
Why, you should know better than to fool with them. Why, you're foolhardy.
Well, Mortimer Snurt.
I know. Those were bees.
Huh?
I say they were bees.
Yeah.
Did you hear a lot of buzzing?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
I thought it was in my head. Oh, no. That's one on me. Yeah, that's the way it goes, yeah. That's the way it goes, and I got it.
Yeah. Why, there are hundreds of bees in each hive.
Well...
It looks as though they all tried to sting your face.
Yeah, for a while I didn't think I'd have enough face to go around. Yeah.
Well, when you disturb bees, they sting you.
Yeah, I know that now. Yeah.
But after they sting you, they die.
No.
Yeah.
You mean my face scares them to death?
No. No, Mortimer. There are a lot of things you should know about bees.
Well.
So I'll give you a few pointers.
No, thanks. I've had enough pointers today.
Bees belong to the Apoida family.
Yeah.
And the honeybees are called Apis mellifica.
No. That changes everything.
Yes, it does. That's a Latin name.
Oh, they speak Latin too, huh?
Yeah. There are three types of bees. The most common are the worker bees. They just work their heads off.
Well, that ain't the end they worked on me with.
No.
Excuse me.
And then there's the queen bee. The queen lays about 3,000 eggs a day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Gosh, wait till I tell my hens about that. Yeah.
And then there's the drone. You know what the drone is, don't you?
The drone?
Yes.
That's what the queen sits on.
No. That's the throne.
Oh, throne, yeah.
I can see that I'm just wasting my time with you, Mortimer. You are, without a doubt, the most stupid person in the world.
Well, maybe so. But I never let it go to my head.
No.
Edgar, I think I ought to tell you, W.C. Fields hasn't shown up yet.
He hasn't, Ken? Well, that isn't like Bill.
Well, maybe he stopped off someplace for a malted milk.
Well, that isn't like Bill either. I believe I'll call his home and see what's wrong.
Number, please.
Oh, hello, operator. I want Burgundy 1928.
Burgundy 1928.
Gee, I hope nothing's wrong.
I hope so, too.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Who's this?
I'm a real estate agent, Herkimer P. Escrow.
Well, isn't this W.C. Fields' residence?
As of last Monday, no. You see, his lease expired.
Oh, I see. Well, aren't you going to renew it?
Are you kidding?
But surely he didn't cause you any trouble, did he?
Oh, no. For one thing, the neighbors became a little tired of his ridiculous exhibition of swan dives in the swimming pool.
Oh, I see. Well, what's wrong with that?
There is no swimming pool.
Oh, I see. Well, can you tell me where Mr. Fields is staying now?
Why, yes. He's at the Creeping Spring Sanitarium. Mm-hmm. And it may sound ironical, but his room number is H2O. Goodbye.
Oh, Bergen, what's this about Mr. Fields, huh?
Why, he's in a sanitarium.
No.
Yes.
I wonder what's wrong.
Well, I wonder what's wrong, too.
Maybe a nasty case of hiccups, huh?
Oh, no. He has his faults, but he still is a great guy when you know him.
Yes, he is, yes. His heart is as big as his nose.
Yeah. We must run out and see him right away. We'll take him a box of nice chocolates.
Yeah. Oh, he can't be that sick. Well, all right.
Charlie, will you help me with my lesson?
Oh, I'd love to, Anita. But I'm going to see Mr. Fields. Don't you want to send him anything?
Well, I could send him a little song.
Oh, he'd like that. Especially Sweet Adeline.
Oh, well, I think this song is much prettier.
Okay, Anita. You wrap it up nice and neat, and I'll see that he gets it.
Love was lovely as could be. The magic moonlight was beautiful to see. A thrilling sky, a lonely sky. And then I looked at you. The breath of springtime, the lilac on the tree, the scent of roses, the music of the sea, they seem so rare beyond compare. And then I looked at you. To have, to hold, to kiss you was just a fantasy. And yet I hold, I kiss you. You're my reality. And now the stars will be carpets for your feet. The moonlit flowers, though lovely, can't compete. The breath of spring had everything. And then I
this sanitarium has beautiful grounds, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
I guess Mr. Fields' bungalow is right along here someplace. The even numbers are on this side.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's it there. Look, even the number is lit up.
I tell you what we'll do, Charlie. Let's walk in and surprise Fields.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Give me my books and my bottle.
Hello, Bill.
Hiya, Mr. Fields.
Oh, who goes there? Friend or hypothermic?
Why, Bill, it's us, Bill.
Fine thing. man can't even sit in his own boudoir without being accosted by beggars.
Yeah.
Shall I let him have it now? Or...
No. Bill, it's your old friends, Edgar and Charlie.
Well, so it is. Come in.
Yes.
It's good to see you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Charles, I hear you got married and raised yourself a cord of children.
I fear that isn't quite true, sir.
You fear it isn't quite true, sir. You fear anything I hate is a polite kid.
Ah, Bill, it's good to see you again. How true that old proverb is. Old friends, like old wines, are best, huh?
Yes, indeedy, Edgar. Yes, indeedy. Especially the wine.
Bill, I was going to bring you a basket of fruit, but I decided to ask you first what you like best and then have it sent out.
Oh, I like brandied peaches.
Brandied peaches, yes.
They're very nourishing. Mm-hmm, Squeeze the peaches and save the juice.
Bill, you don't sound like you're ill. What are you doing here in a sanitarium?
Oh, well, don't you know there's a housing shortage?
Oh. So that's why you're living here.
You mean you're not really sick, Bill?
Quiet.
Yes, if they think you're well, they'll toss you out of here too, won't they?
Surely.
Say, I was told about your eviction, Bill. I'd like to hear your side of the story.
Yes, we've already heard the truth.
That's very good, my little chum. Very good, very good. You know, Charles, many's the time I wish you could be here to fill that terrible vacancy.
In your heart, Mr. Fields?
Oh, in my fireplace.
Well, it would be nice. That'd be a nice place to bake that red apple. Or is it your nose?
Bill, why were you evicted from your home?
Well, the whole thing started over a very few small birds.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've always been very fond of our feathered friends.
Yes.
Large, small, tame, wild.
Blonde or brunette, yeah.
Yes, I hear you have a yellow-throated magpie in your aviary.
Yeah, what about a mongoose?
Yes, I had one, but he worked himself to death.
Bill, you have quite a collection, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have, Edgar. I always had a very rare Australian duck-billed platypus.
Well, I'm sure the doctors can cure you.
No, Charlie. No, there is such a bird. It has fur on its body, lives in the water, has a duck bill, and lays eggs.
Yes, like I do.
Yes.
How small is this bird? Do you have to have glasses to see it?
Yes, about 3 or 4.
Bill, what have the birds got to do with your eviction?
Well, one day I was watching a bird through my field glasses.
Yeah.
When my vision accidentally roamed to a neighbor's patio where a young damsel was taking a sunbath.
Mm-hmm. It was an unavoidable mistake, I take it.
Oh, yes, indubitably. It was. I was the most surprised person in the world when the police came and carried me away in that black school bus.
Well, don't tell me you got in that patrol wagon without putting up a fight, Bill.
Yes, they tricked me.
How?
Oh, they told me it was a beer truck.
Dog.
Clang, clang, clang.
Clang, clang.
Hey, Fields, what's going on in there?
Who's that, the warden?
Oh, that's my medicated chambermaid.
Say, tell me, Bill, do you have a nice nurse, huh?
She has the soul of an ice cube. Now, remember, boys, don't expose me.
Oh, no.
I'm supposed to be a very sick man.
Oh, sure.
So, you're sitting up, huh? Well, it looks like you're just about well.
Isn't she a tough dame? frankly, nurse, I don't think I'll last through the night.
Good. Then I can rent this room out tomorrow.
That's no way to talk. He's a very sick man.
Why, he's within three fingers of death's door. Why, look, he's shaking like a mint leaf.
Water. Water. What am I saying?
Doing all right.
How could you tell?
This morning he tried to blow the foam off the medicine.
Oh. Now, just a minute, nurse. He's a sick man.
You keep out of this, Curly. Who do you think you are?
I'm Edgar Bergen.
Yes, I know, and I'm Lana Turner. Fields, why don't you pack up and go home?
He can't go home. He was thrown out of there, too.
Oh, so that's it.
Why don't you close your knot hole, you talking totem pole?
Why, you two-legged martini...
Now, Charlie, remember, we came here to extend the olive branch.
What's the use? He'll only trip over it.
No.
One more crack. And I'll nail some runners on your stomach and use you for a sled.
You slay me, you.
Hey, Charlie.
Never been so insulted since the day I was born.
Yeah, you weren't born. You were squeezed out of the bar rag.
Here, get out of here, all of you. Get out of here.
Here we go again. Here we go. Clang, 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 clang.
Here we are.
Every food that grows gathers flavor in the process. That's why this is so important. The richer, more delicious coffee flavor that Chase and Sanborn gives you is shade-grown flavor. Shade-grown flavor is the extra goodness that distinguishes this superb blend. That tells you why, in the past year, more people than ever before have been enjoying Chase and Sanborn coffee. It's shade-grown flavor in lavish abundance all your cup will hold. In the tropics, shade-grown means that these finer coffee beans take in more flavor from the soil. A leafy canopy of taller trees shields the growing coffee from the fierce sun, giving nature the chance to perform her flavor miracle. And here at home, that means more enjoyment in every cup of Chase and Sanborn. By the cup, you call it coffee. By the pound, it's Chase and Sanborn. It's what you call coffee in the store. So use the American byword for coffee. Ask for Chase and Sanborn. Be with us again next Sunday when our guest will be Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from the Pasadena Playhouse, Pasadena, California. Why do women buy more royal puddings than any other kind? Because royal puddings taste more delicious, say 8 out of every 10. Yes, when 1,052 royal users told why they want royal every time, royal puddings taste more delicious, said 8 out of every 10. Just try one, anyone, and see if you don't agree. Try royal vanilla pudding. Notice its satin smoothness, creamy texture, delicate, delightful flavor, and so many ways to serve it. As pudding, cake filling, pie filling, or combined with fresh or cooked fruit. You'll love rich, chocolatey royal chocolate pudding, too, and luscious royal butterscotch pudding. And good news, none of these wonderful puddings takes any sugar. Royal gelatin desserts with their refreshing fruit-like flavors are another big treat. Yes, gelatin desserts or puddings, you want royal. Remember, royal puddings taste more delicious, say 8 out of every 10.
is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noblin, the orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snur, Jack Mather, Charles Kemper, and our guests for this Sunday, the Sons of the Pioneers and Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Wrong key. Charlie, why are you vocalizing?
Well, it's spring, Bergen.
Spring?
Yeah, the snapdragons are snapping, and the hollies are a-hawking.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Spring has sprung.
Yeah. It's nice to see that you're so happy.
Yes. It's a beautiful world, Bergen. Beautiful. Even you look good to me.
Well, it must be more than spring to make you so happy.
Well, as a matter of fact, there is.
Well, what is it?
The truant officer quit his job. I'm free again. Oh, free again.
I see. So that's it.
Now I know how those laws feel when you open your purse.
Yeah, all right. Well, I heard about your truant officer, Mr. Ramshackle.
That's the guy,
yes. He had a nervous breakdown from overwork.
Yes, he did, poor dear.
Yes.
He is, as the French say, très poop. I mean, he's très fatigued.
Yes.
I forgot that was censored.
Yes, poor Mr. Ramshackle. He held that job for a long time, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Tell me, Charlie, aren't you just a little sorry to see him go?
Yes, I was. So sorry. I tell you, Bergen, I cried. I cried till I thought my sides would split.
Is that so? Did you boys say goodbye to him when he left?
Not only that, but we bought him some cigars.
Oh, cigars.
Yes.
Loaded, of course. Well, why was it, Charlie, that you and the truant officer never got along?
Well, it was a case of incompatibility.
I see. Well, Charlie, because you were largely responsible for the truant officer's retirement, I'm going to take more interest in your conduct at school.
Oh, please don't. It's good of you, but I wish you wouldn't. I'm the kind of a kid that thrives on good, wholesome neglect.
I do. Well, I don't want you to grow up to be just a piece of driftwood on the sea of life.
Mr. Bergen, if you're attempting to be funny, I don't like it.
All right. What I'm trying to impress upon you is that good behavior and study molds character.
Well, I don't want to be a moldy character.
All right. What do you want to do?
Well, right now, I just want to enjoy Mr. Ramshackle's poor health.
Oh, I see.
Well.
But, Charlie, the truant officer will be replaced.
Well, yeah.
And the new one might be very tough.
So what? We have a special tenderizing process.
Oh, dear. When you say we, whom are you referring to?
Our society for the suppression of truant officers.
Oh, I see. Sounds very exclusive.
Oh, it is. All the members have to have at least 50 hours of hooking.
I see. To join, yeah.
Who do the kids, where do the kids go?
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah, yeah. Where do the kids go when they play hooky?
No, you don't, Bergen. Oh, no. If I told you the hideout was Dugan's woodshed, I would be betraying the secret.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, Charlie, you already told me.
Yeah, well, that was just to throw you off, boy. See how clever I am?
Yeah.
The real hideout is the new storm drain. What am I saying?
Well, now, Charlie, I'll tell you a secret. I went to the parent-teacher's meeting last night.
Good, good, good.
And the truant officer situation was discussed.
And rightly so.
Yes. And I felt that it was my civic duty to help out temporarily. So I am now the truant officer.
Well, congratulations. What? Followed my gum.
I surprised you, didn't you?
Yes, you did, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
One of us have to be a little more awake.
Yeah, yeah.
Bergen, do you realize what you're doing when you become a truant officer? Do you realize that we are now mortal enemies?
Is that so?
You a truant officer.
Well, now, Charlie, don't touch me.
You've disgraced me.
Now, Charlie, I want to thank you, though, for telling me all the secrets of your club.
Yeah, what have I done? The kids will homogenize me. Oh, dear, dear. And my bones, they knit so slowly. Oh, dear, dear.
Oh, stop it, Charlie.
I tell you, I'm ruined, Bergen. I'm ruined. I'm going to faint. Oh.
Charlie, quick. Now,
do the smelling salts, please. Oh. Too late.
Got the hiccups?
No, I'm having trouble. I can't say hickory dickory dock.
Oh, I see. You can't say it.
No,
I see. Oh, that's the poem that you're supposed to recite in school tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Well, let's hear it. Why don't you do it right now?
No, I'm too bashful.
Oh, no, come on.
No. All them people out there are looking.
Well, that's all right. Forget about them. Now, I'll start you.
Well.
Hickory? Hmm? Hickory? Hickory what?
Look.
No. Now, try it again. Hickory dickory. Hickory dickory.
Chickory chick.
No.
Hickory dickory.
That's right.
Hickory dickory. What's the next? Well, wait a minute. I'm still dickering.
Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got that one.
Yeah. Now, what's your next line?
Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah. Think.
Hickory dickory think. No.
No, I say use your mind. Concentrate. Think.
Whoa, wait a minute. I can only do one thing at a time.
All right. Hickory dickory dock, the mouse. Don't you know what this line is?
fixing a most, I'm working on it.
All right.
The mouse went right past.
Oh, you're exasperating.
Well, Mortimer.
Yeah, I know you are.
What is it?
The mouse ran up the clock.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, go ahead. The clock?
Oh, you speaking of clocks, Mr. Burgess. Our clock ain't no good no more.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Well, you're supposed to say, why?
Why?
I got a funny answer for it. But...
Well, why isn't your clock any good?
It's full of ticks. That's one I ever heard.
Yeah. Now, if you'll please pay attention.
Yeah.
The clock struck one.
Oh, is it that late?
No. and it's time to recite.
Yeah.
Now, the clock struck one, and down he run.
Yeah.
All right.
The clock struck one, and down he run. You're a better man than I am. Rin, tin, tin.
No. Last line is the same as the first line.
Well, right back to where we started.
That's right.
All that work for nothing.
Mortimer, do you realize that you didn't get one line right? Yeah. I'm afraid you've got a Charlie horse in your brain.
Well, I guess I ain't got much brains. But what brains I got, sure fizzle out on me, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Say, Edgar, what's the idea of the Western outfit?
Well, Ken, I'm dressed up this way because our guest tonight is Roy Rogers.
Lucky our guest isn't Sally Rand.
Well, Roy has invited Charlie and me to visit a ghost town.
A ghost town?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those deserted mining towns where all the houses are empty.
Well, I'd believe in ghosts before I'd believe in empty houses.
Oh, yippee-yay-yay. Well, shorten my stirrups and call me Squatty.
What's the matter, Charlie?
Well, Popgun Bergen rides again, eh?
Yeah, that's right. Charlie, don't you think Edgar makes a striking picture?
Well, he might if the frame wasn't so warped.
Oh, it isn't.
In those tight pants there, his legs looks like quote and unquote.
No. Well, here's Trigger, but where's Roy Rogers?
Well, there he comes now.
Doggone that Trigger. He dropped me off at the wrong stop.
Hiya, partner.
Well, thank you, folks, and mighty proud to see you, Edgar. How are you, Charlie?
Oh, I'm mighty fine, yeah.
Say, you look mighty sharp in that Western outfit.
Yeah, I'm a regular hop-along Cass Daly.
Oh, boys, we got a long horseback ride ahead of us. I hope you can take it.
Don't worry about me. I really love horses.
Is that why you ride with your arms around their neck?
Oh, well, not really at all.
It's too bad we can't get him a horse with an automatic pilot.
Oh, now, Charlie.
Say, Charlie, what kind of a horse do you like best?
Well, I like a good long shot, personally.
No, I mean, do you like a bay, a sorrel, a strawberry, or...
Oh, do they come in different flavors?
Now, just a Roy, I'm thinking of buying a pair of palominos.
Well, it's about time you quit wearing that nightgown.
Oh, no.
Say, Charlie.
Yeah?
Do you know anything about horses?
Everything is the word, everything. Ask me.
All right. What are those things that hang down on the side of the saddle?
Well, those are the horse's garters.
No. You know, know what you put your feet in.
Oh, the Cooper.
No, no, the syrup.
The syrup.
Syrup. Yeah. Enough of this horseplay. Roy, what's the name of the ghost town we're going to visit?
Well, it's a little place out in Arizona called Creeping Girdle.
Creeping Girdle. Must be quite a stretch from here.
Yeah. Yeah, we have two ways to go. Let's get to getting.
Certainly is romantic sitting around a campfire under a western sky.
Yeah, looks like you can just reach up and touch the stars.
Yeah, for how much?
I'm sure glad we decided to wait until morning before we go into that ghost town.
Oh, so am I. You know, I love to sleep outdoors at night.
Yeah, you did quite a bit of that before you met me, didn't you?
Sure.
Say, boys, doesn't that coffee smell good?
Yeah, it sure must be Chase and Sanborn.
Well, if it ain't, we're heading for the last roundup, I guess. Well, why do those coyotes howl like that?
Well, shucks, that's their mating call.
It sounds like they hate to get married, doesn't it?
Roy, to make the evening perfect, how about a little song,
huh?
Mighty proud to do it. If the Sons of the Pioneers can help me out.
Yeah. You know, in the Westerns, everybody sings with the horse. Sing, Roy, and I'll accompany you on my saddle horn.
Follow in the sun all day.
We've been following the sun ever since the day begun. And we're weary.
Keep a moving.
Till the fading western light brings the shelter of the night so dreary.
Keep a moving. Following the sun.
Mighty soothing music, Roy. Look, Charlie has fallen asleep.
Yeah, I wonder what he's dreaming about.
Oh,
Hedy Lamarr. Chocolate sodas, Hedy Lamarr. Ghost towns. Chocolate ghosts. What am I doing in this ghost town all alone here? Where is everybody? Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
Who are you?
That's just an echo. I'm not scared. I'm not scared. Are you an echo?
Are you an echo?
No, I'm Charlie. Who are you?
I'm Joe.
Well, that's all I want to know. I'm getting out of here. I want to run, but my feet won't let me go.
Hey, bud, don't you know you ain't got no business messing around here?
Well, who are you?
Well, ain't aiming to tell you.
Would you mind aiming the other way over there? It's pretty quiet around here, isn't it?
Yep. About 40 years ago, there were hundreds of prospectors around here panning for gold.
Yeah. How much was it a pan? I banked it off the pan. Yeah. Tell me, where is everybody now?
Well, they was in such a hurry to get out of here, they left all their gold in that bank over there.
Well, why would people be crazy enough to leave their gold behind?
You figure it out. It's your dream.
Yeah. Say, I think I'll go and get a pocket full of those Fort Knox marbles. Thanks for the tip. So long, partner.
So long, bud.
Hey, you're using a pretty heavy charge there. Just look at this deserted bank. Here's the cash drawer. Let's see what's in
it. Hey, what are you doing there, stranger?
Well, I'm a bank examiner, sir. Say, aren't you Roy Rogers?
Nope, that ain't my handle. Who is this Roy Rogers?
Oh, he's a sort of a sagebrush Sinatra.
Look, let's not talk about this fella, Rogers.
Okay, we won't say a
word.
Well,
don't be so agreeable. Now, what are you doing here?
Well, I just met an old prospector.
So did I. He tell you anything about what they left here in this bank?
No. Did he tell you about it, too?
No, he didn't.
Oh. Well, what do you say we start looking for it together, huh?
Yeah, let's look in this vault here.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this big bag of gold.
Money. See, I don't care if I do sound like Bergen.
I beg your pardon, but would you chaps mind dreadfully if I arrested you?
Who are you?
Well, I'm the sheriff, and I'll give you just 2 minutes to put that gold back.
And suppose we don't do it in 2 minutes?
Well, in that case, I'll extend the time. Or perhaps you'd be interested in splitting the gold three ways.
But it's so hard to split it three ways. But I've got an idea.
Oh, you've got me. Or what's that effect, you know?
Hey, Charlie, why did you have to shoot him right there on the floor?
Oh, all right. So I ain't neat.
I was just a-thinking. It would be easier if we split that gold just one way.
Yeah, but there's two of us.
Temporarily, yes.
Take it easy, partner. You know, you know, I'm pretty fair at middling with a shooting iron.
What's your best score at target shooting?
299 out of 300.
Oh, bad eyes, eh?
Watch, I'll toss a nickel up and shoot the Indian right out of it.
Hey, what was that?
That was the Indian. Come on, partner, let's hurry, huh?
Oh, what's the rush?
Well, I want to spend some of this money before the dream is over.
Stand still, you varmint. This is a stick-up.
Hey, who are you?
They call me Geyser Face Simpkins.
I can see why, too.
I'm certainly sorry that I must stoop to this, but I'm suffering from a serious case of kleptomania.
Well, what are you doing for it?
I'm taking things for it, silly. I hand over that stack of nuggets.
Now listen, Fountainhead. You wouldn't get it if you didn't have me covered with that pistol. Here it is.
Thanks. So long, suckers.
Say, what kind of pistol is that?
Oh, it's just a water pistol.
Yeah.
April Fool.
Hey, you're one day early, my friend.
Yeah, you take this.
Oh, I've been stabbed!
Oh, Charlie, wasn't it fun having Roy Rogers with us?
Yeah, it was. I had a swell dream, too.
Yeah.
And you know something, Durgan?
What?
Next Sunday, I'm having another dream. Hedy Lamarr in person.
Yes, I'll be glad to see Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, no, you don't. Remember, she's my dream. Are you listening, Hedy?
Thanks for joining us at 1001 Radio Days. This is your host, John Hagedorn. We always appreciate it when you send us reviews or comments. And don't forget to share our show with others. That's 1001 Radio Days. Take care, and we'll be back soon.